Think back to your 8-year-old self. What did you think being in love was?
It's hard to explain, but the thing is, if you're in love, it means like you really, really like someone, and on the inside, you feel like kissing them. And when you break up, I guess that's called a love crack.
There's a kind of love crack we don't talk enough about, infidelity. That's from Talking About Adultery, a new movie by the Czech filmmaker Bára Žižkova Tyson. She's an old friend of producer Charles Monroe Kane. They lived in Prague at the same time. And he caught up with her when he heard she had a new film out.
It's funny because you say in the film at one point that something I found really powerful, maybe this goes back to your time, I guess, as a mistress, is adultery is boring, but betrayal is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed mean to me.
Well, I think that's part of the subject, because I think it's such a fascinating subject. It is about adultery, but really it's about so many other things, like who you really are and what's your point of view on the world and yourself and your relationship and other people. And I think that adultery, it's such a loaded subject.
Yeah.
And if it happens in a relationship, it's a real tragedy. But I think betrayal can happen in any kind of part of your relationship or to yourself, too. You can betray yourself. You can betray other person. So,
yeah, so I understand. Like, I can betray my wife and she can betray me in many, many different ways. But one thing that was clear in the film, especially in the beginning, is like sex. If I betray you by stealing money or I betray you this way, but if it comes to sex,
yes,
that's the deep thing. Adultery, I think by definition, if you asked a million people on the streets, adultery has to do with sex. It doesn't have to do with anything else.
Yeah. And that was one of my questions for myself, like why does sex make such a huge difference? Because actually this relationship, when I was in that relationship, you know, it was kind of a friendship with the sex, like a bonus part. And he loved his wife and he had his family. And I thought in the beginning, like, why is this not possible? Why, you know, the marriage is something else than relationship, like secret relationship between two lovers.
Yeah, but if say you and your friend didn't have sex.
Yeah.
But had a relationship, would that have been adultery?
Right.
And if it is adultery, how come no one defines it that way? Like, what would I be more upset with? If my wife had a one-night stand with somebody and didn't tell me, or if she had a very deep relationship with a man that was based on friendship, that was intimate on that level, which would bother me more? And I was really upset that the sex part would bother me more, because that's dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's dumb. Well, why would I think that? Like, why in the world I should be jealous by the friendship, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there is one way is to be like very philosophical about it, and you have your theory. And then it happens to you. And I think that's a very different feeling. And it's like a more gut feeling, not very intellectual endeavor.
Right. I'm in an open relationship until my partner sleeps with somebody else.
Yeah.
Really, adultery only exists if you have the relationship to start with. So the question is, what is marriage? And it seems like people just assume by society's standards and definitions what marriage is going to be. And they just live by it. Though it seems like people, when you were talking to them, they're going to stay in that marriage for 20, 30 years, even without having sex with each other.
I know.
That's what they're going to do. And it's like, what is marriage then?
Yeah. And why don't you allow somebody else, you know, why don't you allow your husband to have a lover or your wife if the marriage is a friendship, right?
Right.
It's like we like own the other person or something like that. I mean, I haven't met, and this was a little bit of my search too, I haven't met that many couples that I really looked up to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I just didn't know why. And I did actually met few through my life, you know, like thinking I want to have this when I'm old. But I met mostly people who were somehow sad or dissatisfied, but not just maybe with the marriage, but also with themselves.
This is shame. People feel deep shame.
Yeah. But it's interesting, right? Because society imposes this marriage is monogamous or maybe the new generation, they think of it a little different. So maybe you feel shame because of that. Would you feel shame if you're allowed to have multiple partners? I don't know.
Right.
Or maybe you feel shame because you are a liar.
So let me ask you another question about yourself, if you don't mind. You, of course, grew up in the former Socialist Republic of Czechoslovakia, mm-hmm. now the Czech Republic. And I'm wondering how living under communism, basically your whole young life, how does that affect all this?
My grandfather was a communist general, and he was really brainwashed. He believed in it so much. And funny enough, he had an affair for 10 years with his secretary. And he was the one who really fought, like, the truth, the honesty, that all matters. And we have to all be like that. And then he betrayed himself, and he betrayed these ideas. And it was just all, I experienced that all as a child. So I didn't really understand that. But it was a big drama in the family.
Mm-hmm. As you know, I also lived in the former Soviet Union with you, as a matter of fact. And one thing I viewed from a lot of my friends who were teenagers or young 20s when communism ended is they really struggled with trust because their neighbors were spying on them and there were so many issues. It's so horrible, the experience of communism for everyone I knew who lived under it. And everyone, to me, all fought this thing that you just assumed everything was going to be the worst. Because you had experienced that your whole life, right?
Yeah, but also you like kind of trained by the system that there's nobody to be trusted. You do not trust people. So imagine you grow up in that. And then you don't trust your partner and you don't trust your parents and your parents don't trust their friends. And this is just kind of the climate of like every relationship you experience. And I don't think you can build a good marriage on that or friendship. And I think trust is like the one thing that is the most valuable, I think, in people's lives. I really think that.
Yeah. You know, and of course, the wall comes down, the Velvet Revolution happens, and you're quote-unquote free.
Yeah.
And I would say the one thing I also experienced from a lot of young Czech people is that desire became free, something that wasn't free before. So how does that then affect people when suddenly the wall comes down and you just go crazy? And then your freedom becomes your desire.
Yeah, your freedom becomes a desire, and then you don't also trust anybody.
Right. So it's a terrible mix. Oh, no.
I know.
No wonder none of my relationships worked out. I had with women there when I first moved there. I had terrible dating experiences, I think, for that combo, right?
Oh, you were? Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
You know, it's funny. I would go back to your film. So I'm watching the film. I'm really into it. It's really arty. And then suddenly the film goes blank. And there's some text messages pop up on the film. I was like, what? It was between R and B.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me who's R and B.
Okay, so the text cards and are these passages of two people exchanging messages. And those are two characters. One is really me, B, and R is my husband, now my husband. And he is challenging me about the film through the film. And we are having this like intellectual conversation about my past, about the ideas, what the film's supposed to be. But it's based on real events because I did meet my husband through this film. When I was looking for my subjects, I was looking through friends, I was posting online, and one ad I had was on a dating site. And I met him, and he was single. He wasn't
married. Wait, you met your current husband while making this film on a dating site because you wanted to interview people on the dating site?
Yeah.
That's romantic, actually. I like that.
I met a few people on the dating site for my film, like as the subjects. But he was a big part of the film process. And we talked about it all the time. And we talked about his ideas and about adultery and what does it mean.
So you're making this film on adultery, which is a pretty deep film. I mean, you're getting really deep into some of these issues. You're in the midst of it. You're making it. It's probably very stressful. You fall in love.
Yeah.
You fell in love while making a film about adultery.
Yes. This relationship kind of transformed my idea of what, you know, love or trust can be. And I was always experiencing a relationship that starts like fireworks and kind of goes down the hill a little bit later. And this wasn't like that, but I have a whole lifetime of experiences, and he did too. So we didn't know how is it going to go.
I have to ask you a question, of course. Before the film was made, did you believe in monogamy? Is that something you believed in before you started making the film? And then did that change in the making or from falling in love?
I didn't really believe in monogamy. But again, I come from, you know, Czech Republic. And I think the relationship between men and women is a little different there. So, yeah, I thought, like, of course everybody cheats on their partner. That's how it is. So my starting point was, okay, if everybody cheats, despite of that, how can you have a good relationship? And I don't think that anymore. I feel like you're attracted to other people through your life. Pretty much almost everybody probably is. But if you act on it or not, I think it's a choice. And you can make that choice. I don't think you just fall in love walking on the street that you sleep with that person 5 minutes later. You know, it's like you're making a choice. And I think you have time to think about that choice. And if you have a good partner or somebody you really value and they're important to you, you can hopefully talk about it. I don't know.
In the end, I want to go back to a question that you asked the child, the literal first second of the film. And I'm very interested in the question, but I want to know your answer. And it's, what is love? Like, what is it?
Love is, to me, trust. Like 100%, not 90%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't keep your little back door open. But I don't know. I feel like I didn't have that for maybe never. And also,
wait, you said you didn't have that before?
Yeah, I feel like this whole like real trust that you love somebody and they love you back for who you are and you trust that. I think something like that. Maybe something pure that you experience as a child. As we get older and we have our traumas and experiences and dramas, we harden. And I always thought love is something that I was hoping that it's something that's as pure as when, you know, you're not hardened yet. So I hope I have that now.
Bada Zichova Tyson is a Czech artist and documentary filmmaker based in New York and Prague. Her first feature film is called Talking About Adultery. And that was Charles Monroe Kane talking with her.